was looking up Sat for a little bit of market research.
The brand new brand. And I really wanted my hands in something that was going to be bigger, that was actually going to change something in the industry.
Full of bust women. There is so much trauma that goes into it. So none of this for us is surface level.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to All Things Boobs. I am Madison.
And I'm Satara.
And today I am interviewing the brand new brand, Monsera Intimates, which is a very special brand for the All Things Boobs podcast because Satara is one of the co-founders. And I am so, so privileged to interview both Satara and Monique, her lovely co-founder, about this brand today, which is so needed in the industry. So Satara, why don't you introduce Monique?
So thank you so much, everybody, for watching. This is such an amazing kind of start to our brand and being able to kind of get the word out there. So we're really excited to be able to share a little insight and a little background of what we've been going through. So this is my amazing co-founder, Monique.
Nice to meet everyone.
So she is an incredible, beautiful Australian Fuller Boss content creator. And I'm just have been so lucky to have met her from all the way across on the other side of the world. So Mon, I'll get you to maybe share a little bit about you and whatever you want to share with the All Things Boobs audience.
Of course. So a little bit about me. I've just come onto the influencer space. So I've been doing that for maybe 6 months or so, but we've been working on a very special brand, Monsera Intimates, and I've been working on that for about a year now because I have been a very frustrated consumer in the bra game. But going back a little bit, I came from the real estate industry and then a little bit of the fashion industry. So I have had my, let's say, my foot in all different areas and industries. But I'm finally in a place where I'm doing what I love, where I'm meant to be, and finding passion and found this beautiful woman. So yeah, we're on a bit of a journey now.
What they're doing is so special. And this is going to be like such a fun interview because I myself am very curious about what's going on. And we are just so grateful. Everyone in the Fuller Bus industry is just like so excited about this like new, fresh perspective that these ladies have. So yeah. I will dive right in. So give me like the backstory of the brand. Monique, why did you start it? And then how did you guys meet / become co-founders?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Why did I start it? Mm-hmm. So many years of ill-fitting bras, being a frustrated consumer where I didn't feel sexy. I didn't feel understood. And every single time I had a fitting or I purchased a bra, I got to the point where I truly didn't like my boobs because I never had a good experience. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to get a breast reduction. And then I came to a point where I'm like, it can't be my boobs. I need to fix this space and the bras. So I started diving into all things fitting. I learned how to fit myself. And the more I learned is the more I learned about bras. And I've got a very big creative side to me. And I've always wanted to have my own, be my own boss, have my own brand. So that's a little bit of the reason as to why I decided to start Monsera Intimates, to fill that gap, but also help so many other women because I knew that I wasn't alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you guys have seen All Things Boobs podcast before, or you know me, you know that we have very, very similar stories when it comes to our past. And I think that's why we just clicked so well, so easily. And Monique had, like she said, had started Monsera over the last year and a bit. It's been exactly almost 1 year.
Yeah.
And I came into the picture only last November. So she had already been grinding away. She figured everything out. She was like on her journey with or without me. And I was on the other side of the world being like, there's some things. I had no idea who Monique was at this point, but I knew that I wanted to be a part of something, whether I was going to start my own brand, be a co-founder, be an investor. I just knew that I was kind of getting out of the content creator space from not getting out of it, but like evolutionizing it or like moving on from it and growing in that space. And I really wanted my hands in something that was going to be bigger, that was actually going to change something in the industry. Because even though I was wearing so many bras and I was working with a lot of Fuller Bust brands, it just, there wasn't a bra that actually hit and was like perfect. So I'd actually sat down and wrote down the things that I wanted. I was like, hey, like I want to be a co-founder of something. I want this person to relate to me, like have the same story. I want to create this amazing thing. And exactly the next morning through the night, this girl had booked an online bra fitting with me.
And I knew my size.
Yeah.
I definitely knew my size, but I was looking up SAT for a little bit of market research. And then she asked me what I did for work, and I briefly touched on the fact that I was starting an intimates label. However, I didn't want to give her too much information because she's probably going to click that, why is she getting a fitting with me if we're starting an intimates label? And then she said, tell me a little bit more.
And she did a little bit. And I was very intrigued. And I was like, okay, well, have you ever thought about having a co-founder in the business? And she was like, you know, not really, but I would consider it. And we jumped on a call the next day and we talked for hours and hours and hours. Yeah. And we just realized how similar we were. We were both on the same mission. We both wanted the same thing. We both had the same trauma and experiences from the past. So I knew right away, and I'm glad that she knew too, that we were going to make something just amazing. So she took a chance on me. And now only like a couple months down the road, here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. The first time we met, it was so seamless as well. And I lived with this girl for a month and we never met before, but via Zoom. So it worked very well. And luckily it did.
Very luckily.
So I really love that you guys have bonded in like kind of bringing this brand together and forward, not only through a passion for the industry, right? A passion for bras, but also through like a shared experience and like shared, honestly, as you guys said, trauma. Like there's so much trauma that can come from like not having the right fit and always being told you're a size that you're not, and like physical pain that comes from that as well. And so I can feel the vibes like through the screen. I'm really excited about what's going to come out of this partnership. I'm so glad that you guys found each other. It's so exciting. So tell me a little bit. I know. Now that you guys are actually like together as co-founders and are moving forward with the brand, what does the brand stand for?
We have our purpose statement here for you, which we'd love to read out for you. To liberate women from the constraints of unhealthy self-perception, sparkling an intimate relationship with their bodies that helps them flourish. It's powerful.
It's very powerful. What do you think of that, Madison?
That's very deep. I don't think I've ever seen that deep of a statement.
Sure. Fran, I love hard on it.
Yeah. We're all about going deep. And the thing is, with the fuller bust woman, there is so much trauma that goes into it. So none of this for us is surface level. We truly care because we are these women ourselves.
Exactly. And none of this is actually specifically about the product. It's more so about the experience and the journey that we want to take women on through this whole thing. So there's going to be way more than just a bra that comes to the table with Montserrat Intimates. And we're really excited to share a little bit more about that.
Oh, yeah.
I love to hear that you guys are like experimenting with what it actually means to be a lingerie brand. Like it, you're very right. Like there's so much more than just the bra. Like bras are a huge part of like the female existence. And it's like so much more than the physical like lifting. And it's about like that emotional and that support that you guys are bringing. So I'm excited to hear more about that, about what's coming down the line. Okay. So talk to me a little bit about what is different, since we're on that topic, about your brand from others, because I know you both have tried so many brands for Fuller Bust.
Okay, so being in the Fuller Bust industry for the last couple of years as a content creator, I have worked with many, 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 many brands. And although there are some really, really great brands out there, I still felt like there was a lot of lacking when it came to the extreme side of the size ranges. So being a Fuller Bust with a small back It is really hard to find comfortable, well-fitting bras without having to go in a sister size. So currently I'm a UK 28K. So if I were to gain or lose weight, I'm kind of in both ends of the spectrum. Most brands go down to, only a few brands actually go down to a 28. Most of them are like 30, 32. But K cup is kind of like where we're maxing out right now in the cup size. So if I go anywhere, I can't go anywhere. So it really just felt like I was super limited. And I don't actually feel like I have an extreme bust size. Like there are so many people out there that have very similar, if not way larger breasts than myself. So I was just so confused as to why there wasn't those smaller band, very, very larger cup sizes. So we're really trying to take it up a notch and expand in the smaller bands and the larger cup sizes. So we're going from a 26 to a 34. That's where we're launching in band, from a double F to double K. So that's where we're starting. Obviously, there's going to be room for expansion over the next couple of launches, but that is where we're starting at. So we're really, really excited to be able to cater to those very, very small band and those very large busts.
Absolutely. I also think another point of difference that we do have is that a lot of these big brands, they're all also owned by men. And we don't have, there's no personal approach. Mm-hmm. Whereas we're living, breathing this every single day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our bra takes us through our whole lifespan of our life. Mm-hmm. We wear it every single day. So as women, we understand the frustrations that we have to go through. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we want to resonate to our community, mm-hmm. and essentially build a big sisterhood, because mm-hmm. we know exactly how you feel.
Yes.
And we don't want you to feel like that anymore. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's also creating a personal approach and taking you on that journey, mm-hmm. and going into all aspects of that journey, whether it's not about the bra, it's about your holistic well-being, mm-hmm. too, your day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. And we also have like a little bit of something else that is a big point of difference, which we can't share yet, but one word for it is customization.
Yeah, we're really excited about that piece. Although we can't share a little bit about that yet, we're so excited. And another big thing I just wanted to touch on, because it's huge for Montserrat, mm-hmm. is education.
Yes.
We feel like we have such a lack in this space on actual bra fitting education. Mm-hmm. And we don't want it to be boring. We want it to be helpful. And we ourselves only have maybe like 5 people in this entire world that we trust to fit somebody correctly. And I think that there's so many unfortunate places out there that just don't have fitters that have the correct knowledge. And that's why so many women hate their bras and hate their boobs. And we're really, really trying to change that.
We're here to revolutionize, let's say that.
Yeah, exactly. Everything in this space.
Yeah, everything. Everything you've learned.
We want to do everything.
Exactly. Everything you've learned, unlearn it, we'll reteach.
Exactly.
Guys, that's so exciting. I mean, you're really selling it. And the one thing I know about you guys is that you will come with like the stuff to back what you're selling, because you guys know so much about the bras and about the experience of the day to day. But I'm excited. I mean, you guys know, like I definitely think there's such a demand and a need for proper education. And the last thing I want is for another generation of women to grow up without the knowledge. And that sometimes I feel like that's happening, where I'm like, oh my gosh, like you're 16 and you don't know. And why didn't you know?
Yes,
like since totally you were like started growing boobs. So yeah, I'm super excited about that. I'm obviously so stoked about the size range. Like that's so needed. Not only like the small bands, but also the cups over J. My gosh, can we please get those like in several styles? And also, yeah, it's just like, it's shocking. I mean, I know that there are reasons for these things, but I'm glad that you guys are like trying to pioneer that space. And I know it's difficult to step into a space other brands are not. So kudos. I'm very, very
Thank
proud
you.
Of you guys.
Thank you.
We're going to move from backstory to kind of like the ongoing process of what's going on, because I want to kind of see a little bit behind the scenes. So I want to know, like, individually, what have been your personal bra problems that you are now attempting to solve with your own bras? Does that make sense?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, absolutely. So throughout all my teenage years, even up until recently, I don't have an abundance of bras because, as Sat was saying before, we're on either end of the spectrum where I'm a 28J. So to even find bras that fit me correctly and that are alluring, that make me feel sexy, even for my everyday wear, it is so hard to find, where I probably only have one or two bras on rotation and then I've got nowhere to go after that. And fitting has definitely been my biggest one, where I was being put into or fitted into a 34 or a 32 back size and in a larger cup size. So technically my boobs were hanging down here. I had shoulder pain. I had back pain. I was wanting to get a breast reduction, thinking there was so much wrong with my boobs, but it never was. It was just the size of the bra. And I've always had that complication where I just never felt lifted or supported. And that's because I was never fit correctly either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We share a lot of the same things. And I feel like a lot of the fuller bust women out there will all have those same issues of they hate their bra and they think it's their boobs, but it's actually just the fitting process. So as much as the bra does make a huge difference and the way that it is and the way that it fits and stuff, I think the education and the actual fitting is the biggest part, because it's not the bra, it's not your boobs, it's the size. And that's what we're starting to see more and more and more. But for me personally, I also have, along with all those same things, I also have a big issue with, as fuller bust bras go bigger in sizes, their wires also go wider. And I don't think that's actually the case when it comes to our breasts. So your boob doesn't grow this way. It mostly grows this way. And although we do have women that have the wider set breasts, it only goes to a maximum kind of capacity before it then kind of starts to project. But what we're seeing is with fuller bust bras, they're still kind of expanding the wire wider without actually giving more space in that cup. So I think for me, that was one thing that I really wanted to correct when starting my own brand, was not having these huge wires that sit behind my armpit, but more of having that perfect wire that works for both wide set and close set breasts with the prolonged fuller bust and shallow styles. So that was something that we've been really trying to work on. That's also been quite helpful for me and Monique both being in the design process, because she has a little bit of a wider set breast and I have more of a narrow set breast. So finding that in between that works for both of us has been very helpful.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that was actually my next question, is I know you guys have very different breast types, right? Yeah. Which is, you know, common. I mean, no one has the same boob, right? But how you are balancing your different breast types while you are trying to construct these styles. And so is that mainly coming down to both of you guys making sure the wires fit your roots, or as much as you guys want to share about that, how have you tried to balance that?
Totally. I think, that has been one of the biggest things for us, is really seeing how a different style fits totally different on different breast types. Yeah. Like, we both have styles that look better for our breast types. And then again, seeing how those wires react with that. So that has been really interesting for me to see.
It definitely has. Even like by pushing small elements of the garment by half a millimeter in whichever aspect it is has made such a big difference. But it also comes down to our grading, because we're trying to make bras for so many different breast types. And it is very difficult because we all have different breast types. So we have a very great team behind us who are very well experienced and very well versed in the garment and development side of bras, where they've been working in the industry for a combined 30 to 40 years. Yes. So we've got a team of experts behind us that are helping us with the construction of the bras. And they have been in this game for so long that they know exactly where to pinpoint certain elements of the bra and help us try and create
Go solve some problems.
Try and solve problems, not for only one breast type, but an abundance of breast types.
Yeah. So being able to kind of answer the question with the wires, we've been able to actually find something that goes perfectly in between.
Yeah.
So with a wide set and a narrow, we kind of have a little tiny bit of gaping with the narrow, well, my breast type, but it still fits perfectly with Monique's.
Yeah.
So we're really just trying to play around with sizes, wire sizes, everything. Because what was interesting was, even though I was a K cup and Monique was a J cup, her J cup wire fit better on me, but with just a little bit more room. So playing around with that has been really important, and I'm excited to see the final product.
Yay, me too. I wanted to just tell the audience, like, I think like size inclusivity, and inclusivity is a big thing these days, which we are all for on like on this interview. Like, we are all for like championing inclusivity. But what they are doing is very difficult with bras. It's very hard to be like, have a huge size range and also be able to cater to the many, 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 many different ways that a boob can sit. Like on a chest.
Yeah.
And so I applaud you. I mean, it's true. It's one of the most diverse parts of the body, I really do think. And also then trying to create a product that like is engineered the way bras are to lift and shape. I applaud you guys for trying to do as much as you can to cater to as many women as possible. But please, like, viewers out there, please know like how difficult that is to be truly like inclusive within the bra space. And so what they're doing is very difficult.
Thank you, Madison. So,
yes. Okay. So moving on, the launch, right? So let's talk about like where you are in your current timeline and when is the launch-ish first.
Of course. Yeah. Well, we're planning a bit of a pre-launch towards November this year, which is so exciting. So you will be able to see what products we have coming out, the colors we have, and pick what you want. And I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. It has been such a long time coming. And just to know the ins and outs of everything that we've been through for this brand, which has been so difficult, so rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
It will be so nice to see what you all have to say about the bra and actually wear them.
Absolutely. Yeah. We cannot wait to see how that happens. Yeah. So we're hoping to get a wide range of data, seeing what you guys want, what you maybe don't want, just so we can have a better idea for our hard launch in early next year, 2025, in February. We're really excited.
Oh my gosh. This is, it feels like it's happening so fast, but of course, like, I'm observing.
It is.
You guys are living it day to day.
It's coming quick.
Yeah. I mean, we're teasing you guys as well, because we want to take you on our entire journey.
Yes,
so definitely. I'm sure that you guys are loving the teasers, but are also like, girls, you need to get this out now.
Yeah.
And we feel the same.
Yes, but, definitely.
Yeah, we're getting this step by step.
So what's kind of happening right now in our timeline is we have fit test approved 2 out of 3 of the styles that we will be launching. So now once that third is fit test approved, we are able to go ahead with grading, which means creating all the other sizes. That takes pretty much 20 to 22 weeks. Once that has happened and we are able to fit test on different fit models and making sure the size fit correctly on those people, then we're able to go into production. So from there, production will happen, soft launch, then hard launch.
Yeah.
Everything goes smoothly, which it will.
Yeah, it will. It will. It will. It will is the keyword.
It will. Oh my gosh. That's just so exciting. And like, I don't know. I've never seen the behind the scenes of like, you know, from the design to the actual like production. And it's cool to see that you can like, you know, fit test and then use that to grade the other sizes. And then, oh, totally. So excited. My next question was actually, what is going to be included in the launch? So you guys kind of teased it. You're going to do 3 styles is kind of what you guys are starting with.
We are launching with 3 styles, 52 sizes in each style. And we're going to soft launch with 8 colors. And then within the soft launch, if there are colors that do better than others, we may only launch with those colors that are very popular. But we're going to put 8 out there and see what you guys prefer and then go. That's why the soft launch is very key. Just keep that in mind, November soft launch. Then we're going to give out what's most popular, what you guys are kind of looking for February.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. So guys, make sure to follow. We'll put all of their information on the screen. Make sure to follow them so that you know when the soft launch is coming, and then you can give feedback, because it's very important for brands to actually have feedback so they know where to go next.
Definitely.
Based on their customer base. So, and then spread the word so that everyone buys one. I'm really excited.
Thanks.
Okay. So my next question is, talk to me a little bit about your manufacturing and your suppliers. Where are you guys focusing those aspects of your brand and why?
Absolutely. When I first started the brand, my vision was to always have everything, all of our supplies and our manufacturers in Europe, which is, there's a plethora of reasons for that. That's for sure. But our manufacturing is going to be in Europe, which is fantastic. And we have been to the manufacturers, as you guys may have seen already.
Yes.
It is incredible to see the way garments are made, even with other brands. Mm-hmm. But in terms of our suppliers, so as you know, as I just discussed, that the vision will be to keep everything in Europe. However, we've faced a few complications where there's certain elements that we want that can't necessarily be made in Europe, or if they can, the prices are heightened quadruple of what they would be in other countries. Mm-hmm. So in saying that, keeping that in mind, we want to make our bras affordable for you to purchase them, where you don't feel like you're spending so much money and can only purchase one bra, because we understand that feeling.
Yeah.
So we're currently looking at a few other alternatives for a few elements of the bra.
Very small elements of the bra.
Yeah.
We would love to have everything made. And if there is ever a way that we could find somebody to do it within Europe, we would happily switch. But we have a whole team of people sourcing out all these particular small little elements of the bra. And just unfortunately, there are some very few pieces that have to be sourced outside of Europe. But we're working very, very hard to change that.
Definitely. And to give you a little bit of context into supplies and the garments and how to create a bra. So each element of your bra, whether it's your strap, your hook and eye, the main fabric, the gore, it all comes from a different supplier. So it doesn't all come from one factory. So each little element we need to find and source, which has been a process, but it's been fantastic. But to try and keep it all in Europe has been a challenge. But as Sat said, we will definitely get there.
Absolutely.
I love that you guys are also thinking about like the affordability of the bra. Right. Because as all of you know, bras can run the gambit in terms of the pricing, and definitely fuller bust bras, and especially small band, big cup bras end up being like the most expensive bras out there, honestly. So I love that you guys are thinking about like how much that's going to cost, so that we can all get like a whole drawer of bras so that we can stop having to like take it off, wash it by hand, put it back on, take it off, wash it by hand. So we appreciate that you guys are being thoughtful in that way, and we know it's complicated to get this stuff done. So talk to me about, are you currently or in the future going to be working, I know you guys said you have a team, but expanding your team, are you gonna try to keep it small? Like, what are the plans for your next steps in terms of building your team?
Let's just say we're building an empire. And we want to very much extend beyond intimates. Intimates is the small little thing we're starting off with.
Just beginning.
Yeah. So our team will grow rapidly as we grow. And we are actually preparing that at the moment for when we grow, we need to have all of our processes and procedures in place to do so. We have come up with a 5-year production plan, which is very exciting.
Yes.
And the key word for us is innovation. We want to bring things to the market no one else is doing, and things that we have always earned for being fuller bust women, because we can't find so many things, and there's so many things that we want to wear that is just not on the market. So we're going to build it.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get it done. Yeah. And we've already discussed with some people, can we do this? Can we do this? They're like, nope. When Sat and I look at each other, we're like, we're doing it.
Definitely. And you've said it all. You said it right. And that the best thing that we can ask for from you guys is to help us come up with ideas. What are the things that you want that you've always been like, since I was a kid, I wish I had X.
Yes.
We want to create those things for you. We want to make a life of a fuller bus woman as simple and as easy and as chic as possible.
Yeah.
So any ideas that you have, anything that you're earning for, that you're wanting, like, we will build it for you. So let us know.
Please send us photos, color inspiration, anything. Yes. If you see something a flatter chested woman wears and you want it, we'll try and create it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In time, obviously. Oh, it takes a lot of time. Give us a little bit of leeway, please.
Tomorrow I want this.
Yes.
Do we?
Yeah.
Now. Oh my God. I love that you guys are doing that, because I definitely think, and we've talked about this on this channel. Yes. There was such a revolution for curvy, yes, like waist to hips, and then we just like forgot about the people that are curvy on the top.
Yeah,
yeah. It's true.
But there are also people that like have this in another way. And so I'm hoping, yes, that you guys can help with like changing that conversation to this other part of the body, because like we all have curves in very different proportions.
Exactly.
The closet is struggling in terms of like,
totally,
how do I get dressed in the morning?
We made it a goal in our 5-year plan that at least once or twice a year we have something that comes out that's completely new, yeah, innovative, that nobody's ever done before. So we got a lot of good things coming.
We do. We do.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so what are you most excited about, so that we can close and on this like very high, exciting note? What are you most excited about for the brand's future?
Do you want to start?
I'm excited truly to see women wearing this and tell us how they feel wearing our intimates. Mm-hmm. And after they've experienced the interactions with us, mm-hmm, and how we're making changes. Because, mm-hmm, I truly feel as soon as I see it on another woman, I will bawl into tears.
Yeah.
And happy tears.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. I'm all about creating a feeling and creating a connection. The products are absolutely so important, but I just really want to connect, mm-hmm, with all of you out there. Truly.
Absolutely. The thing that I'm most excited about is to finally have a say in the industry.
Yeah.
Because I was a frustrated consumer to somebody who educated about brands that are out there that will fit, but there was still something that wasn't quite right, or there was still like a lot of things that needed to change. And I finally feel so excited to be able to have the choice and the opinion and the control over what gets to come out, how people get to feel when they're wearing things. I don't get to know what people get to feel, but I get to have some control over what goes out onto the market. Because to me, that's the most important thing. I've been so frustrated for so many years that I'm so excited to get my hands in and create something just incredible, mm-hmm, and to actually have people know what a good fitting bra looks like. We are here to change the statistic that 80% of women still wear the wrong bra size. Not anymore. No. We are here to change that. We want every single woman to feel just as good as we do wearing a proper fitted bra.
Oh my gosh. This is like, I have all the feels from this. This is exciting. I'm very, very proud of you guys, and I'm total cheerleader and so excited to see finally like more change happening and new things happening, and young voices and female voices in this sphere. And guys, please go follow Monsera, follow Monique, follow Satara, so that we can be on their amazing journey. Thank you guys so much for coming on to, I mean,
thank you.
Here, thank you, Monique, for coming. Sarah's always here. But thank you for coming, and thank you for all that you're doing. So yeah, thanks guys for joining us.
Thank you so much.